Simon, welcome to In the Spotlight with Quocirca, the definitive podcast on digital disruption in the print industry. Today, I'm really pleased to welcome Alpesh Yunalkat from Aura. We'll be discussing workplace transformation strategies and how Aura has integrated audiovisual collaboration and management services. So welcome, Alpesh.
Hi, Luella. Pleased to join you today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So maybe if you could tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Aura and a bit about the company.
Sure, absolutely. Luella, delighted to do so and very pleased to join your podcast series. So, yes, my name is Alpesh. I'm CEO of Aura. Aura was formed as a new brand in March 2020, which, of course, all of us will remember as the month when lockdown started and all the madness that was the pandemic started. But the business brand was formed then, but it was formed through the acquisition, simultaneous acquisition of a managed print business called Carlson and a digital media and collaboration specialist business called Intevi. And so we formed March 2020. And so we're celebrating our first year this year. I lead the business. If you'd like to know a little bit more about the business, we're present here in the UK, headquartered in the UK, but with offices in Europe and also in North America.
That's great. So we understand that Aura's strategy is all around reimagining future workspaces. And I'd like to know what you believe would make the office a compelling destination post-pandemic. We're hearing that, you know, many large organisations, for example, HSBC, have talked about reducing their office footprint by 40%. And, you know, although many organisations are embracing remote working, how do you believe this is going to impact the future workplace going forward?
You're absolutely right, Luella, to say that, you know, our strapline as a business is reimagining workspace futures. And we thought that up during the course of 2019 when all the strategy around Aura was being pulled together. So long before COVID was known to us or anyone else, of course. And our theory there was, or our vision there was, we believe that there's a lot more that can be done around integration of technology and space for the benefit of organizations, for their staff, for their stakeholders, for their customers, consumers, etc. So we set about a vision to sort of create this future workspace-focused business. And of course, as you quite rightly said, the global pandemic came along and catapulted that whole dialogue around workspaces to the fore. So whilst there are many, many unpleasant things, of course, with regards to COVID-19, and wouldn't wish them on anyone, one of the things it has done is shown us an accelerated adoption of change. I think we saw, you know, if you think back to the beginning of the pandemic, I think we saw almost 10 years, if not more, of change happened in a very short order. You know, people were beginning to work remotely, all generations, you know, whether you're a sort of millennial or a Generation X, you were getting used to technology that you're not really, haven't used in en masse before. I'll give you an example. I spoke to a customer very early on in the pandemic, with 3,000 staff. The CIO said, if this pandemic had come 6 years ago, their business would be at standstill. They had 60 users ready for remote working out of 3,000. It was a business that was predominantly based in the office. So lots of rapid change in a very short order. During the course of 2020, and of course for Aura, that, as I say, the pandemic's an awful thing, but one of the benefits, one of the byproducts is businesses, organizations of all sizes, shapes, public sector, private sector, are rethinking their strategy around workspace, around the real estate that they use, and around the technology that goes within that real estate. You'll see blogs on our website around our thinking, which is that a hybrid model is likely to surface, where we settle down into a way of working that involves a combination of remote working as we've been doing, and then attending a place of work or an office, more for collaboration purposes. And that's something we're seeing, Luella, throughout our clients in, as I say, all sectors.
So remote working is, you know, definitely here to stay. And at the same time, it is thought to stifle creativity and innovation. You know, Goldman Sachs, for example, the CEO, came on record to say that he was keen to get all his workers back to the office as soon as possible. So what has Aura learned itself and from its customers to make the workplace more effective in terms of interactions that will potentially lead people back to the office? And is it seeing demand for certain workplace services that address the needs of the hybrid work environment?
That's a very good question, Luella. So you're right. And the Goldman CEO was quoted as saying, you know, this whole remote working, work from home culture is an aberration. And I think the bit that he's correct on is that going to a place to collaborate is a good thing. You know, human beings are not designed for permanently being sat behind a laptop, as we all are, of course, and working with each other remotely. We need to collaborate. There's richness in human interaction and collaboration. So we're certainly, I think that that bit of what he said is absolutely correct. That said, I think that a hybrid environment is likely to surface, one where we do spend some of our time working at home because it's effective. There's no point, I guess, of waking up in the morning, traveling an hour, hour and a half or longer to go to a place of work to do the exact same job you could do at home. But there is a point if you're going to interact with people, you know, whether it's customers or colleagues, et cetera. So, yes, we're seeing an increase in demand for proper remote worker setup. So, you know, is our person at home fully set up as if they were sat in the office and connected up? I think we've all sort of made do with the technology that we've got. And I think there's opportunities there for print. And similarly, we're seeing a good sort of level of demand around how do we make our engagement increase with those remote workers whilst they are sort of working, you know, remotely from the office on a more sort of semi-permanent basis. In the office, we're seeing an increase in sort of conversation around collaboration technologies. So how do we make our space more effective for this kind of in-person collaboration that I'm talking about? And as I say, it sort of lends itself to what Aura's capability is around audiovisual unified comms and all the sort of digital visual communication solutions that we offer. So, and that's certainly on the increase. There are some point solutions as well that we offer, which are pretty unique, much more around the immersive experiences. So we're seeing a fair bit of demand for that as well.
So that's a really interesting point you touched on in terms of the requirements for broader services beyond traditional MPS, such as audiovisual and collaboration services. And, you know, with our audience being mainly OEMs and channel organizations, are you seeing that there is more demand from your customers for MPS suppliers to expand their services beyond traditional print?
I think that I'm not just saying this as a print supplier. I think print's not going anywhere in the short to medium term, at least. I think there's still a heavy demand for the printed page. It's still a very good way to communicate. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all know that print solutions are also gateways into sort of, you know, other systems. So scan integration, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that print's simply going to evolve from where it is today, or where it was, sorry, pre-pandemic. And probably evolve in a more accelerated way. I think that the home print and scanning integration solutions are likely to increase. And I think that managed print in the office will evolve in a different way. So there may be a lower requirement for, let's call it, conventional, you know, office space usage, because some of the workforce is going to be dispersed and working from home. So I think it's a shift, really, an evolution. So I still think that workflow software, digital integration of or digitalization of documentation, and the sort of document management, stroke scanning, archival, those sort of solutions have quite a good, you know, short to medium term at least future as the print market evolves. And and so yeah, the pandemic's just sort of changed how we consume. it certainly hasn't switched it off. And that's not what we're seeing from our clients.
So you touched on a really interesting point there around the transition from paper to digital-based processes. And, you know, clearly this has the benefits of reducing environmental impact. So are you developing your services to include evaluation of an organization's carbon or environmental footprint? And are you seeing demand from customers for particular solutions or tools or technologies that can help them reduce their environmental costs and improve their sustainability credentials?
Yes, absolutely. I think in fairness to my industry peers and colleagues who may be viewing this, I think the environmental impact of print as a solution has been well known and well understood for some time. And many of us are taking great strides to sort of help customers, A, understand the impact of their current solution and looking for avenues to drive that impact down and make for a more sustainable solution. So I think that's more of a real subject these days. It used to be, I certainly experienced it in some of our interactions with customers, that it used to be a sort of the last page of a tender response or the last thing you might add as a list of bullets and benefits around your solution, that, oh, by the way, it's also environmentally friendly or good for your sustainable criteria. I think that's changed now. It's become a little bit more front and center. Perhaps not the primary goal, but certainly I'd say that organizations are looking for suppliers who can help them reduce the environmental impact and create more sustainable solutions. So, and that applies, of course, to the home. If you have home workers, the very fact that they're at home, organizations can't sort of just detach themselves from that responsibility to try and be more sustainable. So, and of course, a lot of the OEMs in our sector are very competent and capable around home worker print solutions that are environmentally friendly with all the sort of waste recycling and services that go alongside it.
I think what's interesting about Aura's capabilities are your workplace consultancy offerings. And can you give a bit of insight in terms of what your workplace consultancy services offer? For example, do you offer workplace analytics to understand business processes across an organization? And, you know, are there any particular technologies or tools that you include within your workplace consultancy offerings?
Well, as you probably know, charting my own sort of CV backwards, I guess, and some of my colleagues, consultative selling and sort of consultancy services has been sort of really part and parcel of what we do for, good God, it's all too long, really. When you think we're in 2021, where our first consulting work, piece of work that I remember doing was in 1996. So, sort of 25 years this year. So, being consultative in the approach and understanding how to help a client through, you know, understand sort of current situation and help a client through trying to achieve their goals has been sort of part and parcel of what we do. It's sort of at the cornerstone of our services. We've expanded that in Aura beyond, of course, the printed the print environment to all of the areas that we get involved in. And that's what we call our workspace consultancy offering. I do think that it's not a service that you can simply cobble together. You do need to have skill sets in those areas and be able to competently help the client understand, here's the workspace environment that you operate in, here's your real estate and your technology footprint, and here's a way we can help you strategically drive to a better solution. So our consultancy offering does that. We have a very competent team of people who have pedigree in that sort of workspace environment. And certainly it's an area that we're seeing huge demand for right now as organizations are. But there's also lots of talk around this subject. And there are many, many participants in that workspace strategy market. So, you know, there are lots of components on it. Our real USP is of course a firm and solid understanding around the technology. So hopefully that gives you some insight without sort of going into all the detail of exactly how we do our workspace consulting.
So there's been a lot of discussion around the future of work, and a lot of vendors are using this as their strategy to shift their customers from, you know, traditional MPS contracts to broader digital transformation initiatives, where MPS is a key enabler. So where does Aura see the opportunities going forward in terms of this new future of work environment?
It's a really good question. And Luella, we are sort of almost 12 months into our first, you know, into our journey. So our first year is coming up. It is worth saying that we're an acquisitive organization. Mm-hmm. So one of our one sort of cornerstone of our strategy is around bringing like-minded, superb businesses with a focus on customer delivery and sort of competency around dealing with larger clients. So we're looking to grow from both an organic and an acquisitive perspective. So one of our opportunities is clearly acquisitive growth, both here in the UK, into Europe, and into the US. We have a global alliance with a partner similarly set up to Aura in the Far East. So we have that set up already, and it's been working extremely well on some large projects. We won during the course of the last sort of 3, 6, 9 months, which have been really good. I see us, and so that acquisition strategy for us is very much cornerstone, great managed print businesses and sort of businesses in the other areas of where we get involved. But I think we're also going to be looking at, and we already are, in other adjacent areas that we see tremendous value for customers. So in that whole sort of workspace and workspace technology and services setup. So quite an exciting time, actually, because, of course, hopefully, you know, living with COVID, there is a move away from that and organizations looking to reshape, rethink how they utilize space, how they deploy technology, where people work, how they interact. And that, of course, is great news for businesses involved in technology provision for those types of environments. So lots of opportunity ahead, I think.
So we're hopefully seeing light at the end of the tunnel now that vaccines are underway. So do you have any plans for traveling anywhere once lockdown measures are relaxed?
Oh, gosh, that's the best question. And it's one that comes to my mind every single day, by the way. Where do I want to go when this is all finished? I think anywhere with some warmth and sunshine and a beach would be wonderful. Because, of course, here in the UK, we don't have huge amounts of that. But actually, just somewhere abroad. To be fair, Luella, just the concept of getting on a plane and getting away, I'm sure I'm no different to everyone else. Just a change of scenery would be lovely. We have explored a lot of our local area, and I'm sure this will resound with everyone. Of course, the pandemic, when you're locked down, it does mean that you explore your own area, which has been fascinating, been great. Yeah. But I'd like to get away from the UK and try somewhere different, and I can't wait to do that.
Well, on that note, you know, I'd like to thank you again, Alpesh, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to have you, and I look forward to meeting you in person at some point, hopefully this year.
Absolutely, Luella, me too. And thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you, and many congratulations on all the great work you're doing as well. Thank you. Great to see you.
Thank you for joining today's episode of In the Spotlight with Quocirca. For more information on the Quocirca podcast series, please go to quocirca.com and sign up to updates. Thank you again for joining, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.